Let's welcome to the program the one and only Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. Good morning, sir. How are you?
How are you all today?
We are doing very well, thank you, on this beautiful Wednesday. What is new in your slice of the world, my friend?
Well, you know, the Florida legislature just wrapped up, and we're always excited about that because they can't do any more damage. But this year was really a good year. I mean, the Florida legislature might have topped other banner years, and they did it by creating some laws that even keep the people of the state of Florida safer. So I always like to talk about these porch pirates, right? I don't know if people realize it, but since 2020, nationwide, there's been $1.7 trillion lost due to porch theft. Can
really?
You believe that?
Over $1 trillion? That's crazy.
Almost $2 trillion. And half of all Americans have had a package stolen from their front porch in the last 12 months. That's $9 billion in theft in just the last 12 months.
Wow.
Now, we don't like that. And we have always been tough in Polk County. If you stole the package and walked underneath the curtilage of someone's home, underneath the overhang, we've charged you with burglary of their residence. So we've been charging a felony. However, the legislature wanted to toughen up the penalty. They said if you steal a package of $40 or more off of someone's front porch, it's not a petty theft anymore. It's a grand theft. Now, can you believe one of the legislators actually had the nerve to stand up and say, well, how's the criminal going to know if there's more than $40 worth of it? You know, like, hey, dude, maybe here's a message to the criminal. You're not supposed to be stealing anything at all, ever. So anyway, it passed. So now you can catch a felony for a burglary, and you can catch a felony for stealing $40 worth off of someone's front porch.
Ouch. I mean, that's not worth the risk. You don't want to be a felon, even if you think you're just being funny and harmless. Oh, I'm just going to take this. You know, it's just dumb. It's just stupid. Don't do it.
That is absolutely correct. And one of your colleagues from the other radio station, they got ripped off, their credit card ripped off. And the people ordered CBDs, gummies, and had them sent to her front porch, and they were going to take them from her front porch. Of course, she wouldn't have known the package was coming anyway. Well, a neighbor intercepted the package, so they ripped off the ripper on that case.
Yeah.
So she says, what am I going to do with CBD gummies? And I thought to myself, well, take them over there to Eric and Mike.
Exactly.
But anyway, so we really thought that was cool. And also, they changed the laws to make it perfectly clear that squatters are not welcome. So now, we've always arrested squatters in Polk County. But, you know, some places in the state and all across the nation, if somebody breaks into your empty house and sets up home, they're making you go hire attorneys and go to civil court to get them out. Well, that's never been true in Polk County. If a squatter breaks into your house and sets up house, we let them squat in the county jail. We just go arrest them from your home and take them to jail. Now, how much nonsense is it that anyone would think it's okay to go into your property, set up home, and us have to go to civil court to get somebody out of our home? What kind of craziness is that?
Yeah, so, absolute insanity is what it is.
Yeah, 100%.
So the legislature did some really good things, and they made it abundantly clear that you didn't have to do a civil removal on a squatter, that you could not only have the sheriff remove them, it directs the sheriff to remove them after you fill out a form, a report, and we verify that you're the true owner of the property. But at the end of the day, we are very pleased with our legislators. Here's what's happening around the nation. California, New York, these major metropolitan areas are letting people steal They're changing the rules to make it advantageous to steal. They're reducing the rules. Possession of methamphetamine, heroin, fentanyl is a misdemeanor in California. They were giving them a ticket, a civil ticket, in Oregon. Well, the first year that Oregon decriminalized drugs, their crime went up 52%. Did you hear what I said? So anytime you think decriminalizing drugs will mean, well, the black market will go away and everything will be fine, just remember this. When has the government ever been able to sell anything for less than private enterprise, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
So, anyway, there you go.
Coming up next hour, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Coming up next hour, Mike and I plan on talking about this. And since you kind of brought it up, I thought maybe I'd get your opinion real quick. And I apologize for dropping this on you unexpectedly. But there is a Kickstarter program that would basically create a doorbell camera that you would be able to, if you see a porch pirate or something like that, be able to spray some pepper spray or allow you to shoot a paintball or something like that to keep the perpetrator away from stealing a package on your front porch. Is that something that you, Sheriff Judd, would support? Or is that something that maybe is going a little bit too far, in your opinion? And again, I apologize for dropping on this the last minute on you.
Well, that's okay. Your first thoughts are, hey, that's a pretty cool idea. But I can see that getting out of hand really quick.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when the wrong people get paintballed or the wrong people get sprayed with pepper spray. Now, I mean, it appeals to me that if it was used exactly like it should, it would be nice to have, you know, maybe some permanent ink pepperballed onto the guy who's coming to steal your packages off your front porch.
Oh, you said permanent ink. I was immediately thinking of bleach, like dyeing their clothes, ruining their clothes. Yeah. But yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, but you know, and I know that somehow, some way, that'll get all jacked up and get out of control.
Yeah.
But the beauty is that if people come up, as some of the porch pirates do, with their head covered, and you spray them with this permanent ink that they can't, like, wash off in the next hour or so, then it would help us identify the guy who had his face covered up.
Yeah.
So there would be an opportunity there, but you always have to look at the downside. And who's going to be, next thing you know, they're not going to, some innocent kid's going to come up there selling Girl Scout cookies, and they're going to be pepperballing them or spraying, you know, chemical agent on a child, and that wouldn't be good. You know it would get out of control.
Yeah, absolutely. It's it reminds me of I took a concealed arms class, and the one thing that they kept absolutely driving home in this concealed weapons course was, the last thing you want to do is to pull your weapon. You right. want to go through all the steps, try to de-escalate the situation, call for help, call 911. That's what the professionals are there for. And this kind of goes along, in my opinion, along with that, in that the more that you are, the more toys you have to do something like this, the more likelihood you are to use them.
Yeah, because now you want to use it. You're like, oh, I've got these landmines set up in my front yard.
Yeah, exactly.
I cannot wait for those kids to get on my lawn again. Watch right. what happens. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, that lady's walking her dog while not in my yard.
Yeah.
You know, and you're exactly right. Here's what we tell folks. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Amen.
Right.
Yep.
Now, and I'm a big fan of the Second Amendment. You know that. I think everybody ought to have a gun and two guns. And, well, you can't have too many guns or too many knives if you're a responsible gun owner. But just because you can legally use that gun doesn't mean you should. We tell everyone, you make every effort to get out of that situation. Mm-hmm. And if the dude gives you no choice, you know, didn't you give him lead poisoning? But you don't look for that environment, and you don't back out of it if you can safely back out of it, because it's a whole lot better for a lot of reasons. The first reason, you may think, well, you know, it's easy to shoot somebody, and I needed to shoot them. When you find out you shot somebody, no matter how legal, you live with that the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So I tell folks, you know, I'm a big Second Amendment guy, and I believe if somebody is going to hurt you, you smoke them like a cheap ham. But
that's a new one.
I love that one. Yeah, that's a new one. Hold on a second. I got to write that one
down.
Jot
that down, Mike. Smoke them like a cheap ham. Okay, go ahead.
But but if you can get out of the situation, that's always preferred. And it's the same thing with this. You know, there's a time that if somebody came up to your door wanting to create some ill will and harm to you and start beating on your door, if give them a shot of pepper spray and they leave, that sure is better than a confrontation.
For sure.
But they'd be spraying the mailman and the little girl selling Girl Scout cookies. You know how that goes.
Oh, sure.
And a girlfriend or a boyfriend that you're having a fight with.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, I love you. Why don't you come over and visit me? Look right into this ring camera.
Right. Exactly. Listen, my friend, we need to run. We could talk to you forever, but it's always great to have you stop by and join us. Sheriff Grady Judd, thank you so much, my friend.
All right. Take care, brothers. We'll see y'all later.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thanks.